Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 21st, 1912, the Parliament of Barbados demonstrated its hatred for the parasitic plant that had invaded country spaces, the lavine, genus Cascata, when it passed a law for its eradication. The Act authorized the Chief Inspector of Agriculture, or any inspector duly authorized in writing, to enter any lands, plantations, or buildings, except dwelling houses, to search for any lavine. The inspector was empowered to write to any owner or occupier of any lands where the lavine was present. The owner or occupier was given 10 days to take all such measures as may be necessary for the eradication of the lavine. Persons failing to comply with these directives could be taken before the police magistrate, with the inspector also empowered to carry out measures to eradicate the vine. In such an eventuality, the offender was required by law to pay for the expenses incurred when eradication took place. The law provided stiff penalties for the obstruction of inspectors or disobeying the provisions of the Act or introducing the lavine on any lands. The fine was £10, or in default, imprisonment for a period not exceeding 3 months with or without hard labor. In a country where the main economic driver was sugarcane, the lavine, a yellow or orange plant that are wrapped around other plants withdrawing their nutrients, could not be tolerated. It would appear, however, that the Act of 1912 was not entirely successful, as the lavine persisted in the country well into the 1980s.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.